In our previous lessons, we have proved what a necessary existence is, and that God cannot have any body parts or depend on anything. This was proven through logic. So the Mujassima are those that believe God is materialized and has a body, and they claim this through the Holy Quran. Is there a contradiction between our logic and the Holy Quran? Let's look further into this. In Surah Ar-Rahman it says, "And the face of your Lord will remain." Does this mean God has a face? The word Wajh has many meanings. Some of them are truth, direction, essence. So the verse means, "And the essence or direction of your Lord will remain." The word face or Wajh is not to be taken literal, but to be taken metaphorical in this verse. Another example they quote is from Surah Hud, where it says, "And build the ark before our eyes." Does this mean God has eyes? Eyes also has many meanings. God is commanding Nuh alayhi salam to build an ark according to his order and presence. The word eyes is not to be taken literal, but to be taken metaphorical in this verse. Another example they give is Surah Sad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O Iblis, what prevented you from prostrating yourself to one whom I have created with my hands?" Does God have hands? Yadai or hands also has many meanings. Yadai here does not mean hands literal, but it means power, blessings, or bounty. According to a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, because it says yadai, as in two hands, it means power and knowledge. The word hands is not to be taken literal, but to be taken metaphorical in this verse. We can keep going on and on and refuting all of these claims made by the Mujassima, but what is our proof through the Holy Quran, and what is our reply? First reply and proof is Surah Al-An'am. It says, "You cannot see him, but he sees all." This is clear that we cannot see him. Sometimes they reply by saying, "Yes, we cannot see him in this world, but we can see him in the hereafter." Okay, our reply is from chapter 42, verse 11, where it says, "There is none like him." But they also seem to reply to this by saying, "Yes, none like him in this world. Just like we have five fingers, he might have more than five. So there is nothing like him. That's true." They seem to have a reply for everything. We reply with a final reply, which has no reply in return, in Surah Al-A'raf, is when Musa alayhi salam said to God, "Can we see you?" God replies, "You will never see me." The word lan here means you will never, ever see me. Not in this world, not in the hereafter. We conclude from Surah Ali Imran, where at first it says, some of its verses are decisive and others are indefinite, or some of its verses are literal and some are metaphorical. The Holy Quran says, "And whoever is blind in this world will be blind in the hereafter." If this was to be taken literal, all blind people will be blind in the hereafter. It means those who are blind in the heart and turned away from truth. So we need to distinguish those verses that are literal from those that are metaphorical. By understanding the literal verses, we can refer to the metaphorical verses.